It's The Astrology Show, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on nature'schannel.fm. Astrology is an ancient science that connects us to the universe, giving us insights and guidance. Join host Monica Wallach as she discusses all things astrological. A professional astrologer for over 20 years, Monica makes astrology fun and easy to understand. Tune in and learn how you can use astrology to enhance and improve your life. Visit natureschannel.fm for archived shows, information on Monica's astrology services, and more.
Hello, and welcome to the Astrology Show on Nature's Channel FM. This is Monica Wallach. I'm your host as we discuss interesting topics that have to do with astrology and astrological knowledge. As always, as I'm getting used to hosting the show here, I think it's about my fifth time now, I really enjoy sharing information with you about astrology. I believe it connects us to the whole of the solar system in a very holistic way. And I also always enjoy hearing from members of the audience. There is a number that you can call in if you have any questions or comments. Just dial 718-766-4996. And that gets you right here to the station, and you can ask a question or give us your comment. Today, I thought that I would talk about the current location of the major outer planets and hopefully help some of you in the audience relate to where they are located in relationship to your birth chart or your planetary alignments at birth. I know that I'm talking to a broad audience of people who maybe have their birth charts and maybe some who don't. I'm getting some feedback here. That's probably my mic that I'm playing with. Okay. So, for those of you who have your birth chart and who want to follow along as I talk about the different planetary positions, let's first distinguish whether you have a Western or an Eastern, as I call it, birth chart. The Eastern charts are also called Yotish or Vedic, and they use something called the sidereal zodiac, whereas the Western chart uses something called the tropical zodiac. So if you're listening in the audience, you may want to take a look at your chart because it should say whether the chart is cast in the Vedic or the traditional Western system. And to explain the difference between the tropical zodiac and the sidereal zodiac would take up most of the show. It's sort of a technical distinction between how the different systems read the location of the planets. But for now, just know that as you're following along with the show today, I'll be indicating whether a planet is in the Western or Eastern zodiac and where it's at. So if you want to follow along with your chart, just make sure you're correlating to the proper system for whichever way yours is calculated. And I thought I'd start out tonight with the planet Saturn. And I say tonight because I'm coming to you from the Netherlands, where I've been living for a few years. So the show always airs at 1 p.m. Eastern time on Mondays, but for me it's 7 p.m. And hence when I refer to this evening, you'll forgive the difference in time zones. But I thought I'd start with the planet Saturn, since in both the Western and the Eastern zodiacs, Saturn is moving through the sign of Scorpio right now. And I find this to be a very interesting planetary movement. Scorpio, in terms of its energy, is a sign or an energy position in the universe that has a lot to do with what we call the transition of life and death. In mythology, Scorpio is very associated with the journey that the soul makes between the mortal and the immortal worlds, or the world of the living and the world of the immortal or the dead, where the soul goes on forever. Saturn is an energy that is very connected to restriction. It's connected to things being hard or difficult or taking a while. And when Saturn goes through the sign of Scorpio, it usually brings in a time where there is increased attention or increased difficulty actually around the issue of life and death. And I always find it fascinating to watch the outer world and watch what is manifesting in the news and in people's lives as I watch the planetary energies move through their different signs and their different places. And I think that several things in the U.S. can be, and around the world, can be attributed to this current movement of the planet Saturn through the sign of Scorpio. And again, I'm over in Europe, so our news is a little bit different. But what we're facing with facing over here, what we're dealing with, is a huge crisis as people are leaving the war-torn countries of the Middle East and trying to make their way to Europe. And unfortunately, just about every other day, it seems there are reports on the news of, you know, tens, if not hundreds, of people who have passed away in, you know, like a refugee boat, or they were on a, you know, a truck, the back of a truck, and, you know, they didn't survive the trip. So there has been a huge outpouring of concern here in Europe as, you know, literally we are losing people every day as they're attempting to make this transition from their country to a country where they can live, you know, without the specter of war. So I think of that in Europe as we're having Saturn moving through Scorpio. And then I think in the U.S., of course, of all of the, it just seems like really escalated shootings and violence with guns. I lived for about 10 years of my life, I'd say 10 to 12 years of my life, in Charleston, South Carolina. And I have a couple of friends down there who were personally affected by the shooting that happened a couple months ago. So just there in my own home city, there's been a very strong and deep felt introspection about, you know, the nature of death and about life and death and, you know, why certain people you know, seem prone or seem pulled to, you know, bring that dark side or bring that more Plutonian or Scorpion type of energy out into the world. So I think we see very strongly now, as Pluto is going through Scorpio, that those Scorpio themes of death and transformation and the deep power that comes in that process of creating life and then, you know, having life destroyed. I really feel that we're seeing that quite strongly manifesting because of the nature of the Saturn energy. And how long this will last, we've certainly been under the energy of Saturn and Scorpio since at least the fall of 2014. And in the Yodish system, Saturn is slated to stay in the sidereal sign of Scorpio for about another year and a half. So I think we're going to continue to see some of these really deep, powerful and strong situations arise in terms of literally life and death type of situations. And with the Saturn energy making its presence felt, I believe some of these situations will be, quite serious and quite difficult. Kind of relating the placement of Saturn to your individual birth chart, as I said, if you know your birth chart, you would simply need to find the area of your chart where the sign of Scorpio is located. And then you could place the transit of Saturn in that area of your chart. If you don't know your chart, I can give one piece of advice, because those of you who are born in mid to late November, towards the end of the sign of Scorpio, say about November 15th to November 22nd, you're going to have the sun in the western sign of Scorpio. And in the western sign of Scorpio, Saturn is getting towards the end of the sign of Scorpio. So you will be having Saturn making an alignment over your sun position. And this is true for you, or if you know anyone else who's born in that, midweek of November, 15th through, say, the 22nd or 23rd. The reason you may be feeling more serious or having the need to feel more structured or work harder, that's because you're having Saturn transiting over the same place in your chart that the sun was located when you were born. So again, it's always good to know where Saturn is and what it's bringing into the world. It's good to know how to deal with that energy. And I think the lesson of Saturn, Saturn likes to have structure. It likes to have order. It likes to have rules that it can follow. So I think in terms of any crisis that we see Saturn bringing to us, whether it be the crisis in gun-related deaths in America or in the refugee crisis in Europe, the answer with Saturn is always to step back, take your time, put in some sort of structure that will deal with the situation in a more long-term way, and above all, have patience, because good things take time, and Saturn always makes you take your time. So I guess that's about all I can say in general about where Saturn's moving. And again, if you know in your chart what house you have Scorpio on the cusp of, then you can know a lot more individually about what area of life you may have impacted with Saturn. And again, if any of you are out in the audience and you have your chart and you're wondering where Saturn is impacting, feel free to call into the show, 718-766-4996. And I'm going to have to go to break here shortly, but when I come back, I'd like to talk about the interesting placements, current placements, of transiting Jupiter and transiting Neptune. I feel this is a very fascinating alignment that we're under, and it's having some interesting manifestations, I think, especially in the area of politics. So before we go to break, I just wanted to make a mention that if you wanted to get some more free information about astrology, you're welcome to visit my website www.monicawallach.com. And while you're on the website, you can sign up for my free monthly newsletter. So check out the website, and we'll come back after the break to talk about Jupiter and Neptune.
You're listening to The Astrology Show with host Monica Wallach on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at naturechannel.fm.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable, Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at natureschannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm.
Join the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for horse wisdom straight from the stall. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for horse wisdom shared straight from the stall.
Serendipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Serendipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
naturechannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows, from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. Naturechannel.fm. It's where we grow.
You're listening to The Astrology Show with host Monica Wallach on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at naturechannel.fm.
Hello, and welcome back to The Astrology Show on Nature's Channel FM. This is Monica Wallach. I'm your host as we talk about all things astrological. And today I was exploring with you the current position of the major transiting planets and sharing with you some of the manifestations I feel we're seeing here on Earth because of these transits and why certain things are coming up at a certain time. Spent some time before the break talking about the fact that Saturn has been moving through the sign of Scorpio and inviting any of you who are interested in how that's influencing your chart to give us a call here at the station, 718-766-4996. And now I'd like to move on to what's happening with the transit of transiting Jupiter and transiting Neptune. It's very interesting because these two are moving actually directly opposite us, one on each side of the planet. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute after we take a call from Anne, who is in New York and on the line. Let's see if my producer, Christine, can get her on the show here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Anne. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Why are you calling in today? What's your question?
Well, with the planetary alignment and with the super full moon we just had, and of course we're still feeling the effects of it, and I just had a birthday yesterday, I wanted to know about the romantic aspects of what's to come for this upcoming year for me.
Okay. Well, do you have your, can you tell me your birth date?
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's 8:30, 73. I'm a 7-degree Virgo, sun in Virgo, and my ascendant is Sagittarius. That's 11 degrees.
And what time of day were you born in?
2:25 p.m., New York.
And what system do you choose?
Well, I normally use Equal House, but I'm open. That's the system I normally use, is the Equal House. Do you use various systems?
Hey, Anne, it looks like Monica's dropped off. So if you just hold tight, I'm sure she will be right back. I'm going to go to a commercial and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Astrology Show with host Monica Wallach on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at naturechannel.fm.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable. Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna.
Hello. Hi. We're back with the Astrology Show, and I'm hoping that our technical issues are solved now and that we can get Anne back on the line.
I'm here.
Hi, Anne. Okay, great. So can you hear me well now that we're back and connected?
Yes, I can hear you very well, very clear.
Okay, great. Well, I'm looking at your chart, and I was just asking you before my computer died whether you use the traditional system of Western or the Eastern system when you have your chart done.
I use the Western.
Okay. And it sounds like you have some knowledge of it, because you're absolutely right that you have Sagittarius rising in that system. Have you studied, or is it just some knowledge you pick up, you know, along the way here and there?
I've been studying, I would say, a little over 20 years, but really studying a lot more within the past 3 years.
Okay. I noticed, and the big thing I noticed for you is, of course, you're having Saturn coming up towards your first house. I'm sure you're aware of the fact of that. But even more, I'm really curious about the fact that transiting Uranus was going opposite your natal moon and your natal Venus over the last couple years. So I'm assuming there were some ups and downs in love and relationships for you recently.
Yeah, I think with Uranus and then also Pluto squaring it really made it challenging at times.
Absolutely. Do you mind sharing what was happening in life as you were going through these transits the last couple of years?
Well, I found out that some of my friends weren't really my friends, and I think that has to do with, I don't know if it's the Pluto aspect with Saturn in Scorpio, squaring my Jupiter, but also squaring my opposing my Mars. Like, a lot of things came to pass. Like, some of my friends I found that were not really my friends, who I have known and been very close to for, you know, since I was in high school. So a lot of things were revealed, and I had to just, I was like, I'm not going to stay in a situation and pretend like I don't know the truth. So that's when you have to make a decision on, am I going to pretend, and, you know, and there was a lot of betrayal that was going on, and I was hurt, but I was glad that I was able to see the truth and obtain the real truth.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about how impactful I think it was, because you did have both the Pluto and the Uranus energy aligning with the Moon Venus around the same time period. And that is just a lot of powerful emotional issues that would have been, you know, coming to the forefront. I think in terms of romance for you now, and the next, I think, really beneficial and positive alignment I see for you is the fact that, you know, transiting Jupiter, which I'm just about to talk about right now, transiting Jupiter right now is sitting over your natal sun,
mm-hmm.
and then next year comes up over your natal moon and Venus. So I think you're actually in, you know, a 1 to 2 year period here where you do have the possibility of some, you know, beneficial man coming into your life.
Yeah, I have someone, but we've been going through some trials and tribulations. But then it's so funny because I just met someone yesterday on my birthday, and he's a Virgo. It turns out he's a Pisces, and he's Pisces rising. Very interesting.
Well, it is interesting, and actually it's interesting that you're seeing someone and you're meeting someone, and the fact that you were born yesterday, because I mean, your birthday was yesterday, not that you were born yesterday. That sounds like an old joke. But are you also aware that transiting Neptune, which I was just about to talk about this fact, we've got transiting Jupiter coming through early Virgo in the Western system, but transiting Neptune is going through early Pisces, making an opposition to that early Virgo. So people who are born around the end of October, beginning of September, and people who are born around the end of February and the beginning of March, they're having this impact of both Jupiter and Neptune aligning with their sun. Meaning you may meet some people who are somewhat Neptunian, Neptune meaning that they're very spiritual, but maybe they're not as real or as grounded in reality as you'd like them to be.
Oh, boy. Well, it's funny because I just met a gentleman yesterday, and then on Saturday, I reconnected with a friend of mine, well, an associate, and we had chemistry, but I never took it to the next level because I was a little hesitant, and I was still dealing with a Scorpio, but the bottom line is the person is also a Scorpio, and he has a twin, as well as the gentleman that I met yesterday. He's Virgo, and he has a twin, and they're both Pisces, Pisces rising.
Okay. Hey, Ann, let's pick this up after break. I got a note from my producer. We've got to have a commercial. Will you hang on until after break with me?
Sure. Sure. That's no problem.
Okay. All right, then.
You are listening to All My Children Wear Fur Coats with estate planning attorney and animal advocate, Peggy Hoyt, airing every...
You're listening to The Astrology Show with host Monica Wallach on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at naturechannel.fm.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable. Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at naturechannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm.
Join the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for horse wisdom straight from the stalls. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Serendipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Serendipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
naturechannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows, from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. Naturechannel.fm. It's where we grow.
You're listening to The Astrology Show with host Monica Wallach on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at naturechannel.fm.
Hi, we're back live here on The Astrology Show. This is Monica Wallach. I'm your host, and I believe I still have my caller Anne on the line from New York.
That's correct.
Hi, Anne. So it sounds to me like you're exactly where I'd sort of expect you to be, with Neptune moving opposite your solar energy. Neptune is a planet that brings a lot of really lovely opportunities. You can have some beautiful experiences, very, you know, gentle and lovely energy of Neptune. But it's also an energy that makes things a little hard to get grounded into reality, hard to form into something, you know, solid and concrete. So I think you'll probably have a lot of opportunities arising, but I think you're going to have to really sort out who is serious and who is just, you know, maybe playing a game or just not being, you know, totally upfront with their situation or what they want from you.
Well, that's what I was experiencing, I'd say, like, maybe 2 years ago in 2013. Neptune was opposing my Mercury and then my Sun. So I think that's what's going on now, but I don't know. I don't feel as cloudy as I did then. And, but I had to really pray and meditate and work on my discernment to see what was really real.
If
that makes sense to you.
Absolutely. I think you did absolutely the right thing. And what's interesting, you're absolutely right. It's been a couple years as Neptune is moving opposite the alignment of your Mercury-Sun. Mercury and Sun for you sit, you know, roughly 3 degrees apart. And it does take Neptune usually about a year and a half to 2 years to cover 2 to 3 degrees. So you are at the tail end of this transit, and it sounds like you have learned, you know, you've learned to discern who is, you know, who's truthful, who's, you know, trying to pull
the
wool.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure,
who's a liar?
Practice. Yeah, I bet. And I think now, though, as the Jupiter energy comes over the Sun directly, you know, because Jupiter now is coming into the western sign of Virgo, and it is aligning over your Sun. And then next year, when it goes into Libra, it's going to be going up over your Libra moon and your Venus in Libra. So typically, Anne, you know, those are two really good time periods, you know, either when transiting Jupiter conjuncts the Sun and or transiting Jupiter conjuncts the Moon or Venus. But those are usually periods when we see, you know, somebody good coming into your life. So I'm certainly hopeful that you'll have, you know, someone entering and being a good partner sometime in the next year or so.
Yeah, I feel so, like, this year, but it's still a little confusion with, well, not regarding me, but with the Scorpio that's still in my life, and, you know, of course, he just went through his Saturn period, Saturn over his Sun, and now I guess I was trying to help him and save him before it kicked in, and I told him, I said, you know, it's going to be challenging. I said, but you have to stick with your guns and stick in the truth and do the work. You gotta do the work.
And is he completely out of your life now, or is he still someone that you are involved with?
I'm still involved with him. It's just that right now he's trying to get his housing situation stabilized, but you know, this is based on the wrong choices he made, which of course I'm not his mother. I did share with him, I've been sharing with him, and it's like he listens, but then there's also been spiritual interference in between us, so there's just so much I can do. So
you know,
it's
so classic as you're having Neptune go opposite your Sun that you are, you know, giving too much of yourself and, you know, failing to establish, you know, boundaries that maybe you normally establish. You know, that's just so Neptunian.
Yeah, but I have the boundaries. I'm not letting anyone cross them. I'm like, oh, no. I really felt it 2 years ago, and I was like, oh, my goodness. I said, I need to make sure no one's going to cross it, and I don't care who it is. I have to stand firm. And be true. I think the only thing that's really helped me, well, there's been quite a few things that have been helping me, but the stubbornness at times of the tenaciousness, pardon me, of Mars and Taurus has helped me in regards to keeping my boundaries and just reaffirming that as well.
Absolutely. And you're right. I mean, you have a strong chart. You've you know, you certainly got the wherewithal to set the boundaries, but I know those boundaries have been tested, you know, because that's just the nature of transiting Neptune opposite your natal sun. I mean, there had to be some man or some male influence that came in and, you know, tried to literally pull you off balance, because that's just in the nature of Neptune. So I'm thinking, Anne, that, you know, there's always that adage about, you know, cleaning out your closet so that new, you know, if you want new clothes, you sort of got to be willing to put the old clothes out, you know, in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it may be nice as this new Jupiter energy comes in. And, you know, transit in Jupiter just got into Virgo here this summer, and it's, you know, sitting over your sun for several more months. And it may be a good time. You know, what's really interesting about Jupiter, I've found, Jupiter tends to bring people back into your life that you knew before. So
again,
it may be...
Could you repeat that?
Yeah. I said it sometimes brings people back into your life that you knew before, or that you had a connection to at some point, you know, prior.
Mm.
So it might be a good time to, say, get in touch with some old friends, or, you know, maybe go to a class reunion, or, you know, kind of see some people you haven't seen in, like, years and years. Because so many times I've had clients under a Jupiter transit, and they come and say, oh, I met, you know, I ran into my high school sweetheart, or, you know, I met the guy that I used to hang out with in college, and, you know, it's 20 years later, and you get back in touch with them.
Well, it's so funny you say that, because my mind, I have been thinking about my first love, and I was wondering, you know, what's he doing, where is he? But, you know, I just left it like that, because I was like, I need to focus what I need to do. But there's a possibility pop up.
Yeah, you know what, Anne? I normally would not counsel someone, like you said. It's sort of odd to try to get back in touch with people. But under the transit you're under with that nice Jupiter energy, it may be worthwhile in the next, you know, couple of months. If you just happen to have a way to find, you know, a way to contact that, you know, past interest in your life, this is a really good transit under which to bring those positive relationships back into your life. In fact, it's really common for Jupiter to do that.
Mm. Well, I have a question for you.
Okay, sure. And then probably I'll move on, because I wanted to talk about, in general, that alignment of Jupiter opposite Neptune. But go ahead with your last question.
Okay, my question is, what is your interpretation, since Saturn is transiting into Sagittarius, what is your interpretation of a person who has Leo rising, Moon in Virgo, as well as Neptune, Moon in Virgo, Mars in Pisces, and Saturn in Gemini?
Wow, that's a big question. So what's the actual question? Could you go back to the beginning?
Okay, my question for you is, what is your interpretation for a person who is a Leo rising?
Uh-huh.
Leo rising has Moon in Virgo, Mars in Pisces, Neptune in Sagittarius, and Saturn in Gemini, with the upcoming transit of Saturn Sagittarius and Neptune is in Pisces.
Wow.
Do you think a person like that would be going through some trials and tribulations?
Well, I would say so, because what you're describing is someone who has a grand square almost in their natal chart, and they're about to have Saturn align with it. So it'll probably be a challenging period for them. And I hate to have to do this to you again, Anne, but we're going to have to go to break. So I would just have to affirm for you that you are reading it correctly. They're going to have some challenge there as that Saturn transit happens. And when we come back from break, I'm going to finish up with a little more information about the planetary positions in general. And I certainly appreciate you calling into the station, Anne. Thank you very much for your input.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll continue.
You're listening to The Astrology Show with host Monica Wallach on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at naturechannel.fm.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable, Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at natureschannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm.
Join the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on natureschannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for horse wisdom straight from the stall. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for horse wisdom shared straight from the stall.
Serendipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Serendipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
naturechannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows, from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. Naturechannel.fm. It's where we grow.
You're listening to The Astrology Show with host Monica Wallach on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at naturechannel.fm.
Hi, you're back with The Astrology Show on Nature's Channel FM, and this is Monica Wallach. I've been talking today a little bit about the current position of some of the major outer planets and how that may align with your birth chart or the birth charts of some of your loved ones. And we spent a lot of time talking about the fact that Saturn is moving through the sign of Scorpio. But here, while I've got a few minutes left before the show ends, I'd like to turn now to a very different planetary energy, to the energy of Jupiter, and just talk a little bit about where Jupiter is moving and what's influencing that movement in terms of what we're seeing here on Earth as this energy of Jupiter makes its impact. And Jupiter right now is moving through the western sign of Virgo, but through the sidereal sign of Leo. And regardless of whether you interpret the chart in the western or the Yodish system, Jupiter is now moving opposite the planet Neptune. You've got these two large energies, and literally what it means is one of them is on one side of the Earth and one of them is on the other. And the Earth is literally in the middle. So you've got Jupiter over on one side and Neptune over on the other. And what's interesting about this is both of these planets have to do with spiritual awareness, each in their different way. Jupiter has to do with spiritual awareness, but much more in terms of, I guess, it has to do with opportunities and with travel, with opening one's mind to other cultures and maybe to other philosophies. Neptune, on the other hand, has to do with spirituality just in terms of your connection to the spiritual truth, you know, whether you call that God or whether you call that, you know, the divine principle of the universe. Neptune has a lot to do with your desire to escape this reality and go into another reality, which would be, say, a reality like a dream world or a spiritual world or a meditative world. So as Jupiter and Neptune line up opposite one another, they're literally energetically putting the Earth in the middle of their energy. And I think you will find, or we have been finding, that people are feeling this enhanced or heightened pull between the energies of Jupiter and Neptune. And I guess, again, it sort of is playing in with what's happening with the Saturn transit through Scorpio. Because oddly enough, as these, you know, horrific events are happening, such as the, you know, the shootings and the refugee crisis and the continued wars, you know, and all the hot spots around the globe, you also find people really pulling for that spiritual awareness, for that heightened awareness that can kind of get us out of those bad places or those difficult situations. And I do believe this is because of the pull of Jupiter and Neptune. And I think it's leading to, it's interesting because Jupiter is always about doing things in a big way and going to I guess, really kind of overboard in its way of doing things. And Neptune is totally disconnected from reality, so there is no reality check on Neptune. And I think you're finding in the political debate and in the climate, as we're talking about these world problems, I think you're finding a disconnect from reality. Or I wish for things to be a certain way, but no real understanding of how to put a base structure of realism in that. So I wish I had more time to talk to you today about these alignments, and I may just continue with this subject when we meet next week, if you tune in, which I hope you do. The Astrology Show airs every Monday at 1 p.m. on naturechannel.fm, and you can listen to the archived shows if you go to the website. So I'm going to wish you a good week and hope to have you back here again next Monday. And again, if you want to check out some additional free information, please go to my website. It's www.monicawallach.com. And if you have any questions or comments for me, you can reach me through the website. And again, thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you for listening to The Astrology Show. We hope you have been informed, entertained, and enlightened by today's show. Remember to tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time to learn more about astrology and how it relates to you. Would you like to hear part of Monica's show again or get more information about astrology?
Visit natureschannel.fm for archived shows, information on Monica's astrology services, and more.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on natureschannel.fm.
You are listening to natureschannel.fm, live talk radio that helps connect you more deeply with nature. Natureschannel.fm, it's where we grow.